Beethoven's Gift. Beethoven was a great composer of classical music in the 1800s. Many biographies have been written that narrate his dominance in the music world. But do you know what really makes him special? Even though millions of people got to hear his multiple masterpieces, he never did. Beethoven wrote his best pieces after he had gone completely deaf. His partiality toward classical music developed when he was very young. He wasn't interested in anything else as a child. When he was 5, he learned how to play the piano. From then on, nothing could stop his passion for writing and playing music. When Beethoven was 20, he began to lose his hearing. He got acute, spontaneous pains in his ears. His hearing kept getting worse over time. It was inevitable that he would eventually lose it altogether. It was very hard for him to keep writing music. He lost the virtue of patience, and he became notorious for his aggression. Still, he never stopped trying. His passion for music compelled him to keep performing, even after he was deaf. He couldn't hear himself play, but he knew that his creations sounded gorgeous. His final concert was held and was to be his finest. He gave the musicians a cue, and they began to play. He directed the concert with all his heart. He couldn't hear the music, but he said that he could feel it. Overall, the performance was one of the finest in history. When it was over, he turned to the crowd. They clapped and cheered wildly. In that beautiful moment, the applause boosted his emotions, and he began to cry. In 1827, he suffered from lead poisoning. He didn't survive the sickness, but his music did, because great music never dies. Even though Beethoven is gone, his legacy will live on forever.